ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Perek Kol HaTzlamim. We'll start with the Mishnah and Daf Mem Amud Beis. Beginning of the Perek. Perek Kol HaTzlamim basically discusses the issur of being Nene from Avodah Zarah, from Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, from Takrevis Avodah Zarah. So the beginning of the parak discusses different types of Avodah Zarah, that it is Isser, Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. Later on, we're going to discuss the Isser of Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, Takrevis Avodah Zarah. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Tzlamim Asurim Upnei Shehem Nevodim Hamachas B'Shona. All Tzlamim, all forms, all statues and forms are Asur, Upnei Shehem Nevodim Hamachas B'Shona Divir Rav Meir. Chum say, not all forms or statues are asr, only ones that are holding a makal or tzipor or a kader. So the Mishnah starts off discussing things that are not clearly avodah zarah. They're primarily statues or figures, and we're saying that since they're used sometimes as avodah zarah, nevadim pamachas b'shana, they have a din of an Avodah Zarah, even though they're primarily made just as statues. So what exactly is this, these tzlamim? Seems to be a machlekes rishonim here. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos explains that there are different forms of mazolus and kechavim, and the goyim are over them. Pamachas b'shana means at the time when they feel that mazel or that koyach is strong, at that time they're oivid that figure. The Meiri says pamachas b'shana is that they have a certain day kavua that they're oivid all forms, besides for the regular avodah zarah that they're oivid all year. They have one day kavua to be oivid all statues and figures. That's the pamachas b'shana. The Ravid, the Meiri brings, learns that the Mishnah is actually a suffix. We're not sure. We have a chashash that these statues were made for Avodah Zarah purposes. Nevodim Pamachas B'Shana means that we're chashish, that they might be nevad once in a while. In the Gemara goes on to explain, according to Rashi, Omra B'Yuda M'Shmul Bandartish Omalachim Shaninu, explains the case of the Mishnah. Rashi says, "Kshamelech meis oisim tzurosei bepesach hashar lezikaron." What type of statues are we talking about? We're not talking about just any statue. We're talking about a statue of a melech, which they made for a zikaron for the melech. Rashi, "Bahasam kaaser abmeir da'agav chavivusa palchilei." The reason why we have a chashash that they're going to be nevad sometimes is because agav chavivusa, because of the chavivus they have for the statue which is made the zikaron of the melech, because of that chavivus, they go and they're over it sometimes, they serve it sometimes. So according to Rashi, we're talking about a very specific type of tzelem in the Mishnah, and because of the chavivus they have for the zikaron of the melech, there's a chashash that will be never pamachas b'shana. The Chayyur, the Rambam's pshat doesn't stem with Rashi's way of learning the Gemara, because it has nothing to do with mazolus and shemesh. We're talking about here a andarti, a statue which was made as the zikaron of the melech. We'll see later, there's another pshat in the Gemara. Tosis learns the Gemara not like Rashi, and the Mishnah Melech actually says that the Rambam learned like Tosis pshat in the Gemara, that andarti shomalochim is not going back on Rameyer, it's going back on the Chachamim when they asked Yesh b'yadei makal tzipor. That's the case that we're talking about in Darti Shomalachim. The Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Beis Yosef also bring that the Rambam learned the Gemara in Darti Shomalachim is going on Rabbanan Nami. It's not only going on Rameyer, it's going on the Rabbanan also. But L'chayr, according to the Pirush HaMishnayis that we're saying, it's only going on the Rabbanan. Rameyer is talking about a totally different idea of Tzlamim, and has nothing to do with Andarati Shomalachim. The Gemara starts off explaining Machlokes in the Mishnah, Rameir and the Chomim. Frak the Gemara, Eden Avodim Pamachas Bishonim, my time and Rabbonon. If the case is that it's actually never Pamachas Bishonim, my time and Rabbonon, why the Rabbonon Chaylik on Rameir and Amatir? Shainim Amazbir, Rashi and Taisus, that's not Mashmut, the Chom are arguing on that Matthias. The Chom agree that they never Pamachas Bishonim. So, why are they arguing on Rameir's halacha that's Gairim, that causes it to be Aser? So, the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Om Rabbi Yochanan, the Mekoimish or Rameir, or even the Mesa Pamachas Bishonim, Rameir, the Chayish Lamuta, Gaza Shar Mekoimis, Otto Ese Mokim. Rabbonon, the Loi Chayish Lamuta, like Gozu Shar Mekoimis, Otto Ese Mokim. So, the Gemara, it's really only in the Mokim of Rameir that they had this minig to be over at Pamachas Bishonim. And Rameir, who's Chayshah Shlomiyuta, is geyser other places out to that place. He's geyser other places in the world because of his makim. And Rabbanan, that are not Chayshah Shlomiyuta, are not geyser other places in the world out to his makim. The Lashon HaGemara is very hard to understand. We have a machlekes and shas, Rameir and Rabbanan. If we're Chayshah Shlomiyuta, when we have a roiv, do we have to be Chayshah and be machmir to worry about the tzad of the miyut? And then the Gemara continues that it's a gzeira shar mekaymus otu ase mokim. That means it's not a question of being chayshish that we're from that this talem is from the miyut. Rather, it's a question of a gzeira. Or a geyser shar mekaymus otu ase mokim. That means other places that we know are not coming from the miyut. Do we make a gzeira otu that mokim? So chayshin lamiyuta and gzeira is not the same thing. Through Shainim Shtalzach on this kasha, the Ramban and the Ran. So Ramban says the pshat in the Gemara is that we have Rameir's place that we know that they are Ravid Pamachas Bashana, and then we have other places in the world that we know that they're not Ravid Rav Mekaymus in the world, that we know that they do not have this minig, and then there are the Stam Mekaymus, places that we're not sure what the minig is there, we don't know if they're from the Miut Mekaymus, like Rameir's place, that have this minig to be Avid Pamachas Bashana, or they're from the Rav Mekaymus that we know clearly do not have this minig to be Avid Pamachas Bashana. So, according to Rameir, it's Choshesh Lamiyuta, we have to be Choshesh that the Stam Mekaymus are from the Miut, and they have the same minig as the Miut that they're Avid Pamachas Bashana. And since all the Stam Mekaymus are going to be Aser, we have to go ahead and be geyser even on the places that are yidua, that are known to us, that do not have this minig. But since all the stomach kaimus, we're going to ask Ratz Chashin Lamiyuta, we're going to be geyser on the places that definitely do not have the minig. Shenkin later Rabbanon, that are not Chayshish Lamiyuta. So all the stomach kaimus are going to be mutter. We're going to be told that from the Rav Mekaimus that do not have this minig. And since all the stomach kaimus will be mutter, there's no reason to be geyser on the places that are yidua that do not have this minig, because all the stam mekaymus are mutter too. We're not going to be geyser on them just because of the miut mekaymus. The Ran asks in the Ramban's pshat. He says it's shver in the Lashna Gemara. It's not mashmer that way. He also asks on him in din. He says that we don't find that Rameir, who's chayshish lemiyuta, is machzik iser mimakim lemakim. To be machzik isr to another place where we never found the isr should have a shaykhis, that's a bigger chumrah that we never found Rameir has. So just because Rameir found the one place that they're over it, to go assume such a thing in other places where we didn't find it, that's a bigger chumrah than we ever find in Rameir. But I'd frek duran that the Gemara is mashma, that Rameir, the machlekes Rameir and Rabbanon, Gemara Chulin is mashma, the machlekes Rameir and Rabbanon, is by Ruba de Lesa Kamon. It means we have two types of roivs in the Torah. There's a Ruba de Isa Kamon, a roiv that's in front of us, a clear roiv that's in front of us. For example, roiv Sanhedrin, the Pasuk in the Torah, Acher Rab Lahates, we have roiv Dayanim saying one way and a Miyat saying the other way. So we have a clear roiv in front of us that we're going according to the roiv. Or the case that the Gemara uses, Teisha Chanuyas, when we have a piece of basa we found, and there are 9 chanuyas that sell basa shchuta, and 1 chanus that sells basa treifa. So we assume that the basa came, we know it came from one of these chanuyas, we don't know which one. We could assume it came from the rave of the chanuyas. That's when we, that's a case. That, those are cases that we have a clear roiv in front of us. There's another type of roiv the Gemara says in Chulin called the Ruba de Lesser Kamon, which is a roiv which is an assumption. It's not that we have clear numbers in front of us. It's like we say roiv behemis ain't in treifis. Roiv and behemis in the world are not treifis. That's we don't not like we have lined up in front of us nine behemis and one behemah. It's just we assume that a behemah is not a treifa because that the fact is that roiv behemahs of the world are not treifas. That's a ruba de lesser kamon. It's mashman the gemara that machoikas or meir and rabbanon is only by ruba de lesser kamon, but a ruba de isa kamon is pashit. That's a pasuk of the Torah acher rab lahatis that the meir is moida that you go basaroy by ruba de isa kamon. It's frek deran on the Ramban that the chayr over here the Ramban is saying that we have roiv cities that we know for a fact do not have this minig, and we have Rameir's city that we know has this minig of Nevadim Pamachas B'Shana, and then we have the Stam cities in between that we don't know if they're part of the Rav cities or they're part of the Miyat cities. Zokturan L'Chari, that's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. That's a Rav that we have in front of us. The Rav cities that are not over it is a Rav that we have in front of us. So you shouldn't be able to apply Rameya's din of Cheshina L'miyuta. Rameya is not chelik by Ruba de Isa Kamon. Emes is, you have to understand the Ran's get of Ruba de Isa Kamon. I mean, L'chayr, the Rav cities that the Ran's talking about is also somewhat of an assumption. It's not that we have an exact Rav in front of us. The Taisvis in Yevamos Kuf Yates speaks out, the Gemara has a Havamina there. The Gemara is talking about the Machlekes, Rameir and the Bonin of Cheshina L'miyuta. Is the Gemara has a Havamina to say that maybe the Rabbanon, that a Filu Tamer Rabbanon, Ki Az the Rabbanon, Basa Ruba, Ruba de Isa Kamon, can go in Teshach Anuyas and Sanhedrin, Afa Ruba de Lesser Kamon Loi, that maybe the Rabbanon agree that by Ruba de Lesser Kamon, you have to be Cheshish L'miyuta. The opposite of what the Ran names on from the Gemara Chulin. The Gemara has such a Havamina. That the Rabbanan are only arguing that we don't have to be Chayesh Samyuta by Ruba de Issa Kamon. Or Ruba de Lesser Kamon, they'll agree you have to be Chayesh Samyuta. The Gemara shrugs it up afterwards. But at that point, when the Gemara has that Havamin, the Taisus asks, Teima Hechi Polygramei of Aksiva Achirab Mahatis. How could the Gemara say that the Machlaikas Rabbanan Ramei is by Ruba de Issa Kamon? It's a Mefurish Apostle in the Torah, Achirab Mahatis, that you go Basar Raif. So Rameya Vad is not chaylik on a Ruba de Isa Kamon. The Oid Fektaisvis, Hecha Ashkechon de Pligi Rameya Vrabbana Betesha Chanuyis. Holy Ashkechon de Pligi Albekotan the Katana Fektaisvis, we don't find anywhere that Rameya argues on the din of Tesha Chanuyis that when you have nine Chanuyis selling Basa Shchuta and one Chanus selling Basa Trefa, that the Basa that's Nimtza, you tell in the nine Chanuyis. So we don't find Rameya's chaylik on that. Mashra Rameya agrees to the din of Ruba de Isa Kamon, which is a Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah by Sanhedrin, Acharab Lahatis. So, Taisus, the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means, Al Kigoin, Miuta de Pligi, Bechulin, Uba Mesachta, Vaidazar, Adaf Mem. Taisus says the Gemara is referring to not a regular Ruba de Isa Kamon. Taisus Rosh explains, the Gemara means a Rav which is Daime to Ruba de Isa Kamon. It's Daime to Ruba de Isa Kamon. It's really a Ruba de Lesser Kamon, but it's similar to a Ruba de Isa Kamon. That was the Gemara's Havamina. The Machlekes Rabbanan and Rameir is only in such a case. But by Emes Ruba de Isa Kamon, Rameir is Maida that you go Basaroy. Chassam Sofer points this out in Chidushim, in Chul and Davav. He quotes the Taisus in Yevamos Kuf Yates that the type of Rav that we're discussing here in Avodah Zarah, in Reish Perek Kol Atzlamim, and the Rav that we're discussing in Chulin, the Gemara over there is talking about Rav Kusim, if the Rav there by the Zara, is Doime Kitzas Keruba de Isa Kamon. Ulo Oilam Hava Lesser Kamon. Dr. Chassam Sofer, it's Doime Taruba de Isa Kamon. It really has a din of a Ruba de Lesser Kamon. So the Rishonim are really pointing out this question here in the Ran that these Rav cities are not exactly a Teisha Chanuyes, but they're saying it's Doime Taruba de Isa Kamon. It's similar to Ruba de Isa Kamon because it's not just an assumption that we have. It's Ramban says Yidua that Rav cities don't have this minik. So it's even though it's not a clear cut Rav, But it's daima teruba the isa kamon. It's like an in-between raif. It's daima teruba the isa kamon. So Taisa says, the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yutes wanted to say that the Mechleikis, Ramei and Rabbanon in the Havamina is only in such a raif. And the Ran by us is naming on that taka has a din of ruba the isa kamon. This raif taka has a din of ruba the isa kamon. And that's why he's asking on Ramban that Ramei is not chaylik on ruba the isa kamon. Upon him, the Ran goes and says a different pshat. He says that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara is not talking about over here being chayshish that you're from the miyut, like the regular chashin al miyuta. The Gemara just means to say that since we find that Rameyer is chayshish for the miyut always, so it means Rameyer holds miyuta command the isa. The miyut is here. It's something to consider, something to work with. We don't say that after the raiv, the miyut is command the less, it's like nothing. Since the miyut is something to be concerned with, so we'll make a gzeira atur miyut, we'll make a gzeira on other places in order that it shouldn't be nichshal in mekaymish or meir. It shouldn't be nichshal in the place of the miyut. Mashenkin lefidar abonon, that they hold leicheshin lemiyuta, whenever machmir on the tzad miyut, that means they hold miyuta command the lesser, the miyut is nothing, we disregard the miyut in gansen, so therefore we're not going to be gezer on the Rav Mekaymis because of a chashash that somebody will be nichshal in the makam of the miyut. Since miyut is command alessa, we don't have to be concerned b'chlal with the miyut. So it's a svar in the gzeir itself, if miyut is significant enough, is enough important to be geizer because of it. Machlekes remain rabbanon basically is if miyut has any significance or it's nothing. Command the iso, command alessa. So the emes is, it's a big sugya. Chashin lemiyuta, but we find these svaros, like the Ran is saying, we find a lot throughout the Rishonim, that the machlekes is if it's command isa or command less. There's two cases where there's several cases, but two basic concepts where Rabbanan and Ramei are chaylik. You have the regular din of chashin lemiyuta, if you have to be chayshish for the tzad miyut, like the Mishnah in Yevamos, if a katan or katana could be miyabim. If you have to be choshish, maybe that when they'll grow older, when they'll be in a skadl, we'll find out that they're Sris or islandists and they weren't roi for Yibum. It means, do we have to be concerned that something that we're dealing with here might be from the miyut and not from the roif? That's the regular din of Rameir, Chashin lemiyuta, that we can't rely that things are from the roif by Ruba Delesa Kamon. We have to be choshish that from the tzad miyut. There's another halacha mentioned in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Pei, it's a whole sugya, and the Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yutes, there's a din of smoich miyuta lechazaka, or smoich miyuta lepalga, that at sometimes the miyut could be mitstarif with another kayach, and go against the raiv. Sometimes you say smoich miyuta lechazaka, and it makes a palga against the raiv, it's considered like a 50-50 suffix. Or you say, Taisa says, by a shvacha raiv, smeich miyuta lechazaka, and the raiv is command alessa, that it wins over the raiv in Gansen. And the Gemara in Kedushin, for sure, is toiler that in Rameyer, the Machlekes Rameyer and Rabbanon. In the Gemara in Yevamos, the Pashtus also seems to be toiler that in the Machlekes Rameyer and Rabbanon. That according to Rameyer, you'll be mitzarif, the miyut, with another kayach, with a kayach of chazaka, or with a palga to go against the raiv, and according to Rabbanon, you will not be mitzarif that miyut. The beer of that shayla Rabbanon and Rameyeh is a question if the miyut is command the iso or command the lesa. I mean, it's not a question if there's a halacha of raiv. We're not talking about here going basa raiv. We're talking about if we can use the miyut as a tzad to join up with something else. The question is if the miyut is a tzad at all. Is the miyut a tzad to work with, to be mitzarif, to add up to something else? Or it's not a tzad to work with bechlal? Which is basically what the Ran is saying, that the machlekes Rabbanon and Rameyer is a miyut to command the isa, command the lesa. The Rabbi Chanan and Kevitz Ha'aris and Simen Samach Vav brings from the Beis Halevi in Chelik Beis, Simen Zayin, that these are not two separate machlekes. Where did the Gemara get the second Rameyer about smeich miyuta lechazaka? It's all Tali and Rameyah that said by Katan of Katana that we're choshish for the Tzad Miyat. We have to be machmer on the Tzad Miyat. The Gemara's understanding that the Pshat in Rameyah that he says that you're choshish for the Miyat is because he learns that Rav, even though there's a psak of Rav, but it doesn't make the Miyat command the lesser. The Miyat is still command the Isa. It's still a Tzad. So therefore, Medrabanon, we're machmer to be choshish for the Rav. So since Rameyer holds that the Miyut is a Tzad, that the Rabbanon should be geizer to be choshish for it, so the Gemara goes ahead and uses that same Yisoid of Rameyer, that the Miyut is command the Isa, it could go and be mitzdarif with other things, it could join up with other tzadim together. Ashenkin Rabbanon, that loichashin l'miyuta, the pshat is because they hold that the Miyut is command the lesser, the Miyut is nothing, it's totally insignificant, and therefore, Mehai Taima can't join up with a Chazaka or with a Palga. So the Beis Halevi is saying it's beside all one Machlekes. The two Nafkaminas that we have from a mayor, if we have to be Machmer on the Tzad of the Rav, and if the Rav could be used as another Kayach to join up with something else, is all Tali in one Yisayit, if the Miyut is command the Isa, or the Miyut is command the Lesa, which is basically what the Ran is saying by us. The Rajban Yuvamus Kufyates in the Sugi there says the Takar, he starts off that the Pashtas of the Gemara is Mashma, that the holding of Smoich is only according to Rav Meir, that's Chayish Lamiyuta. But he says Avol Rabbeinu Alfasi V'chein Rambam Zal Poskur Bilchaseyim, the Rif and the Rambam Paskin the din of that Gemara of Smoich Lamiyuta L'chazaka. Even though they don't pass like Rav Meir, they pass like Rabbanon Leichashin Lamiyuta. So the Rajba says, and the Rambam points out there, that you see from there, that it's Shaykh Atzad of Smoich Miyuta L'chazaki, even according to the Rabbanon of Rav Meir. The Rajba says, how does it stem with the Sugya and Kedushin? That the Sugya and Kedushin says it's only according to Rav Meir, that you'll say Smoich Miyuta L'chazaki. The Rajba brings from the Ramban that it's Choluk. According to Rabbanon, we could say Smoich Miyuta L'chazaka to make a suffix against the Rav. Ashenkin, according to Rameyah, the Gemara in Kedushin is saying Smoich Miyuta L'chazaka to win over the Rav totally, that we should, the suffix should be kepaskin like the Miyut and the Chazaka. I mean, it's not the same level of Smoich Miyuta L'chazaka according to Rabbanon as it is according to Rameyah. It's not clear if according to the Shitas of Rajba and the Ramban, if you could go with the Beis Halevi's Lomdus, because they are using the Miyut to some degree, even like the Rabbanon, but they're saying it's not the same Kayach as it is according to Rameya. So that needs a beer exactly what the Machlekes is according to the Rajba. The Etzem Shitas Rameya of Cheshin L'Miyuta that the Beis Halevi quotes as saying that Midrabbanon v'chayshish for Miyut, even though there is really a halach of Rav in the Torah, but the Miyut is command the Isa, so we still chayshish from Midrabbanon. The emes is, it's really Shail and Taisvissin. Taisvissin, Yivamus Kufyates, we said mentioned before, asks on the Gemara's Havamina that the case of the Machlaikis or Meir and Midrabbanon is by Ruba de Isa Kamon. Taisvissin asks, Tema Hechi Polagra Meir Vaksiv Acherab Mahatis. How could the Gemara of Havamina that the case they're arguing is by Ruba de Isa Kamon? The Pasuk says Acherab Mahatis. It seems like from Taisvis that Taisvis is naming on that Rameyer is a deraisa de kedin. Or else, how's he asking kasha from the pasuk acherab mahatis? Of course, when deraisa you go basarayv. Or all Rameyer is saying is that the miut does not totally command the lesser. So when Rabbanon they were chayshish for it. And Taisvis himself later on in the Amud in the bottom Taisvis be maskel mechvarta is mistopic about it. He says, "Miu iloi chayish Rameyer lemiut min atayra." Afilo hechad ike chazaka v'adei el medrabon avos ha'shapir. Tais is mesupik. Tais has a kasha there on the mai. And Tais mesupik if the din of Rameyah chashin l'miyuta, if it's a deraisa or if it's a drabonon. Is Rameyah chayish l'miyut min ha'tayra or it's only medrabonon that we're machmed it according to Rameyah to be chayish l'miyuta. Tais in b'chayrus yutes goes clearly like this tzad that Reb Meir, he says, Medaraisa, of course, goes Basarayv, and the whole din of Reb Meir, Chashinu L'Miyuta, is a Churma Medrabonon that we have to work with, we have to be Chayshish for the Tzad of the Miyut, with the Machmer, like the Tzad of the Miyut. And the only time that it's Negei Medaraisa, according to Reb Meir, is that you could use it for a Koyach of Smeich Miyuta L'Chazaka, like the Gemaras and Kedushin, and Yevamis, and the Gemara and Bechayris. But when you don't have a Smeich, when you just have a Rav and a Miyut in front of you, of course, Rav Meir's Maida, that you'll go both the Teisha Chanuya, so the Ruba, the Lesser, come on, you'll follow the Rav. It's just Negei, that Rav Meir's understanding of Rav, that it's Isa, come on, that's command the Isa, that Midaraisa, you should be able to use the Rav as a Tziruf of a Koyach, like the Beis Halevi's Svara. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Bandarti Shamalachim Shaninu. The Mishnah is talking about Andarti Shamalachim, a statue of a king that they made Lizikorin. Amar Rabbi Bachana Rabbi Yechanan, Baim Dema Pesach Amadina Shaninu. We're talking about a tzelem, a statue that's standing by the entrance to the Medina, a Pesach Amadina. As we mentioned, some Machlokes Rishonim had to learn this Gemara. Rashi learns the Gemara, Andarti Shamalachim Shaninu, that the svara of Reb Meir that Wachoshish Nevodim Pamachas B'Shana is only when it's made for Zecher HaMelech that they have a certain Chavivas Tit, so therefore they'll come to serve at Pamachas B'Shana. And same thing, the svara of Oim Demal Pesach HaMedina Sheninu Rabba B'Chana Dr. Ashi B'Hanu Ka'os Reb Meir the Chashivilu. Since they have a certain Chashivas, they're going to be over at Pamachas B'Shana. They're both svaras that has a certain chashivas. Because of that chashivas, they have a chavivas to be palchilu to serve it. Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi, and Taisvis says the Gemara is going on the chachamim. The chachamim in the Mishnah that say that it's ene osrael kol sheyesh biyadi makla tzipre kader. The chacham argue on the Meir that we don't have to be chayshish atzelam was never pamachas b'shana. So the Gemara, when the chacham argue that we do not have to be chayshish, is when it's made for a zikaron of a melech, or it's standing al Pesach HaMedina. So then we see clearly that it was made for other purposes, it wasn't made for Avodah Zarah. That's what the Chum say, that we don't have Remeis Chashash, that we have to be Chashash, that it's used for Avodah Zarah. We see it's made for zikaron of a melech, or for Chashivas of Pesach HaMedina. The Ran says a third shot, that Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel is not just an Akimter, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel is answering the first Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara was Neskasha, what's the Pshat in the Machlekes, Reb Meir and Rabbanon? And the Gemara said a Pshat with a Gzeir, Shar, Mekayim, Otto, Isimokim. And the Gemara is saying now, Bandar, Tisham, Elohim, that you don't have to come on to Gzeir. In every place, we could be Cheshish, that Tzitz, Bandar, Tisham, Elohim, that there's a Cheshash, that a Mir to the people might be over it, Agav the Cheshivas, Agav the Chavivas. So Reb Meir, let's tell you again in the Machlekes, Reb Meir and Rabbanon, of Cheshin, Lemuta, for Cheshish, for those Mir of people that might decide to be over it. But you don't have to get involved with the gzeira of Shar Mekayimus Otto Isimakim, since it's Al Pesach HaMedina or it's of a melech, there's always a chashash miyut, that miyut b'nei hamakim might have a chavivus to be over it. And it's totally in the machlekes Rabbanan and Remeir and Cheshin L'miyut, as the Ran's pshat, more saying a new pshat in the Mishnah. Mishnah Melech brings out in the Rambam, that the Rambam had a middle pshat over here, because the Rambam paskins the din of Oivdom HaPesach HaMedina, and the Rambam Paskins like the Chachamim. So obviously, the Rambam didn't learn, like Rashi, that the Gemara is explaining Reb Meir. It's obviously explaining the Chachamim also. It's explaining the Chachamim, and Oivdom HaPesach HaMedina Shaninu. But the Rambam also doesn't learn like Taisus. The Taisus says Oivdom HaPesach HaMedina is a Svara that they're not over it. And the Rambam brings, like Rashi, that only those are also. It's a Svara that they are over it, Agav the Chashivas. So he went with Rashi's Svara that Oivdom HaPesach HaMedina and Arti Shomalachim is a Svara why the Goyim are over it. But he learned, like Tosfos in the Pshat, that we're going back on the Chachamim, we're not going back on Reb Meir. So the Gemara is basically saying that Kol Sheyesh Biyodei Makalei Tzipra Ekada, which the Chachamim are Oyser, is only in a case of Oivdom HaPesach HaMedina. That's more of a Svara to be Oyser, so that's when the Chachamim were Oyser. And that's why the Rambam Paskins that didn't. Mishnah Melech points out another thing, which is mentioned also in the Agoyis HaGroya, that there's two Gersoyis with the Vav, without the Vav, Uba Oivdom HaPesach HaMedina. Mishnah Melech points out that there's three tzadim had to learn the Gemara here. Is the Gemara machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is saying, we're talking about statues of a king. And Rabbi Bechanan and Rabbi Yechanan is arguing, saying, no, we're talking about statues that are in the Pesach HaMedina, even if they're not of a king. Or he's being meisiv, that you need two tanayim. It should be a statue of a melech and it's Ayman al Pesach HaMedina in order to have the chashivas. Or a third tzad that Bishlom Melech has is that Rabbi Bechanan is saying it's either or. Either Dart Shamalachim, or if it's not Shamalachim, Oinu Apasach HaMedina could do the same thing. He's mechiach that the Rambam only brings the din of Oinu Apasach HaMedina. He doesn't bring on Dart Shamalachim. So obviously the Rambam learned that it's a machlekes, and he's pasking like the second man, the Amar, and he learned that it's not a Hisafa Uba Oinu Apasach HaMedina Shaninu. He's saying you only need Oinu Apasach HaMedina, and the Rambam is pasking like that man, the Amar, Oinu Apasach HaMedina Shaninu. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Machlekes Shal Kforim, Shal Krochem, Divrei HaKeil Motorim, My Time Elanoi Avdilu. Yishayim explain the Kforim, they can't afford to make statues for no reason, just for Noi. So we assume that it was made for Avodah Zarah, otherwise they wouldn't make it. Chayri, this Gemara is much more understandable according to the Yishayim that we mentioned on the Mishnah, the Rambam, or the Ravid brought down in the Meiri, that this tzad here, that this tzelem was made for Avodah Zarah purposes. But according to the way the Rashi learns, that this tzelem is primarily a zikaron of the melech, it's just agav the chavivus, they serve it once in a while, the chayrus tzorachi, and how to understand the Gemara, why is that a svara to say, that in Kforim, where they can't afford to make tzlamim, that it's more of a svara, it should be nevat. We're talking about here a tzelem, which was made as a karen melech, wasn't made for Rabbi Dezara. It's just a chashash, that agav the chavivas, they're going to go ahead and be palchilo, going to serve it, but not that it was made for that purpose. So that, why should that be more of a reason to assume that way in the kfarim? Either way, it's being made for the karen of the melech. The chayr would be mashma, more like the Rambam's pshat, or the Ravid, or maybe the Meiri's pshat. Tzorachin from this Gemara on Shitas Rashi. The Gemara continues in the Chachamim that's only Osir if it has a makol or a tzipor or a kader. The Gemara explains each one of them represents that he's ruling the world. The interesting Taisus here to note, Taisus speaks out, Kekader, Sha'olam Ogul, Taisus says because the world is round, so it symbolizes that this Avodah Zarah is ruling the world. And Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that says that the world is round. Other Rishonim speak that out also. This was something in Taisus' times, was a big debate between the scientists. Taisus learns up the Gemara here, the way they accept today, that the world is round. We'll move on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMoitzi Shivri Tzlamim Harei Elu Mutarim Motza Tavnis Yad Oy Tavnis Regel Harei Elu Asurim Nishkeitzim Ben Nevad. Someone finds pieces, broken pieces of a tzelem, harei elu mutarim. The Gemara is going to explain, Rashi brings, time of Farsh b'Gemara, chi avashleim sofik le'ivdom, intim tzelem ivdom, emer bitlom. It's a question if these things are never altogether, that they're just slumim, they're not things that are known to be in Avodah Zarah, that slumim, like we spoke about in the first Mishnah, and even if they are nevad, it might have been nisbatl, it could be they did a bitl in it, they broke them. When a guy is mevatel of a dezora, he breaks it, it becomes mutter b'ano. So memela, amaytze shivit slam reil matarim. The Gemara goes and says, Amma Shmuel, afilu shivri avaydis kechavim. The Mishnah is not only talking about shivri slamim, of forms that we don't know of a dezora, even broken pieces of known of a dezora, also you could be saymich that there was a bittel. You could assume there was a bittel, if you find it broken, and it's mutter b'ano. So Taisus is Meirich here, and all the Rishonim, Ramban, there's a machlekes in the Gemara on the Beis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, but Avodas Chavim shenishtab remeileh, Avodas Chavim that was not broken b'yadayim by the guy didn't go ahead and break it, it's something that broke by itself, if a wind came along and broke it, or whatever the case was, it broke by itself, is machlekes in the Gemara of Beis, if that's considered a bittel. Is a bittel only when the the guy breaks the Yadayim, even when it breaks by itself, the Gemara says a Svara that he sees that the Avodah Zarah couldn't protect itself, so he's not interested in it anymore. The question is, if Shmuel's memory here on Amar Aleph, that he says, Shivri Avodah Chav Mamutter, is that totally in that Machlekes? Because we don't have any idea how this thing broke. We just found broken pieces of an Avodah Zarah. It could have been broken by the guy, be a Yadayim, or it could have broken by itself. And Shmuel's saying it's Mutter. So Taisus goes and says that it's totally in the Marnam Beis. Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish that when Nishtabra Me'ileh is Mutter, even was broken by itself as Mutter, the Me'ileh Shmuel could say that when you find a broken Avodah Zarah, that you could be Matir it, because there's only three options what could have happened to it. Either a guy broke it, and then it's bottle, or it's Nishtabra Me'ileh, it's also bottle, because Shmuel holds like Rish Lakish. And the third option is, if a Yid broke it, the Gemara says, Vayta Yisrael, can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So Taisa says, you could go bust the Rav Tzadim, that either was broken by the guy or was Nishtabra Me'ileh, and you don't have to be Chayshish for the Tzad, that it was broken by Yisrael. But if you go like Rabbi Yechanan, that holds Nishtabra Me'ileh as Aser, so how do you have the right to assume that it was broken by Yadayim? Maybe it was Nishtabra Me'ileh, these pieces that you found. So Taisa Nemzan, that the Shmuel is going all in Shittas Rish Lakish. Ramban is Mayrich to be Mechiach, not that way, from the fact that the Rif paskins like Shmuel, and he paskins Rabbi Yechanan on Amabez, that it's also by Nishtab Rabbi Eilel. Ramban says, what's the Pshat? How do we know that it was Nishtab Rabbi Yadayim? Why do we assume that it was Nishtab Rabbi Yadayim? Ramban says, because a guy, min astam, is a chazaka, he watches his Avodah Zarah carefully, and it's not shchiach that it should be nishtabra me'ileh. That it should just break. It shouldn't be taken care of, and it should just break by itself. We could assume that when we find shivri avodah chavim, that it was probably broken by a dayan, that the guy was finished with it and he broke it. And that's Shmuel's halacha that he's saying. Afil shivri avodah chavim, you could be samech that it was bottle and it's mutar bana. The Gemara continues and I'm amazed. Itmar. Avodis Chavim Shenashtabra Me'ilel. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Asura, Rish Lakish Omar Muteris. Avodis Chavim that was broken by itself, that we know was broken by itself, wasn't broken by the guy. So Rabbi Yechanan says, such a thing is Asur, there's no Bittel here. Rish Lakish says, Mutter. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Asura, the Holoi Bittel. There's no Bittel. Nobody was ever Mevatlet, it just broke by itself. Rish Lakish Omar Muteris, Mistoma Bittulei Mevatlet. Neymar Omar, the guy says to himself, "E nafshalay atzla lo gavra matzalei." If the Avodah Zarah couldn't save itself, it's going to save the people that serve it. So he's mevatel it. He's not interested in it anymore. And the question, obviously, in the Gemara is, what exactly is this bittel? Just because the guy has such a machshava in his head that he didn't do anything, the Gemara talks about later, if he breaks it or he's pichsa or he does some type of ma'aseh bezoyin to it. Over here, he didn't do anything. So Rashi says in Me'ila, Daf Yedalid, and the Chazanish tells it to over here, that there's such a thing called Mevatla B'libay, Bitla could be B'leiv, that when the Ovdei Avodah Zarah have a Machshava, a Achlata, have a decision in their heart that they're not interested in this Avodah Zarah anymore, that's called a Bitl. That's a Bitl B'libay. Similar to Mishnah, we have Vaita, Hinichu Ovdeha. The Mishnah says if they move on and leave this abandoned, this Avodah Zarah behind and just leave it there, then that Avodah Zarah becomes bottle. There's such a thing as a bittel belave, that he was mevatel it. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. Mei Marama, the guy says to himself, Nafshli Atzla Gavra Matzalei, it's a bittel belave. The Ravid speaks out here in his Pirish. Now when do you say this? Rish Lakish is din, that there's a bittel here. As long as there was a guy that was aware of this Nishtabra Me'ileh, there was a guy that saw it, that witnessed it getting broken. So then you could say that that guy had this machshava of Ii Nafshalei Atzalu Gavra Matzalei, and he went ahead and it was Mevatel B'libay. But if we know that there was no guy there, there was no guy there at the time that saw the Avodah Zarah Nishtabra Me'ileh, so then we have no bittel here. There's no one, nobody here to be Mevatel. There's no guy that was Mevatel B'libay. As I learned to derive it, Ramban asks on it from several Gemaras Vaita, on Membeis and Aleph, that the Gemara brings Rayas to this Machlekes or Beichin or Shlokish from a case where Yisrael goes ahead and breaks the Avodah Zarah either by Seichik Vazayra Leruach or by Yisrael Shashipa Avodah Skechovim. The Gemara brings Rayas when Yisrael breaks the Avodah Zarah, it's not Batal. The Gemara asks, according to Rish Lakish, that Avodah Zarah Shnashtab Remeilem Uteres, it should become Batal, it should be Mutter, because even if the Yisrael is breaking it, the Yisrael's Maisa of breaking it B'yadayim is not Mevatalit, but it should be a Nishtab Remeilem, anytime the Avodah Zarah breaks, you have that the guy is Mevatalit B'libay. Is Rector Ramban on the Shittas arrived? What do you mean? There's no guy there. There's no guy there that saw anything happen to it. Yisrael went ahead and broke it. Yisrael ground it up. There's no guy that saw anything happen to it. And still, you see that the Gemara considers that according to Rish Lakish a bittul. So Ramban says it's a different machlekes in Gansan. The machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. He says according to Rish Lakish, it's called a ma'isa bittul. The shvira is a ma'isa bittul. It's not just a bittul belief. The shvira itself is considered a ma'isa bittul, even though there was nobody that did the shvira. The shvira happened by itself. But since the guy makes this cheshbon of ii nafshali atzlo gavra matzalei, he sees that as a stira to Avodah Zarah, the fact that it couldn't save itself. So this ma'isa shvira is a ma'isa which is a stira to Avodah Zarah. So it's not just a bittul which is belave alone. It's something happened in the Avodah Zarah, which is a bittul to the Avodah Zarah, which is a stira to the Avodah Zarah. And this ma'isa is considered the same like a shvira b'yadayim, according to Rish Lakish. Nashenken, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's not called a ma'isa bittul. Mele zakter Ramban, that even according to Rabbi Yechanan, when you have a yediyah, let's say the guy sees the Avodah Zarah being ground up, Rabbi Yechanan will be made over there at such an ashtabra me'elel's mutter. A raya, Dr. Ramban, v'ha raya, it's a Mishnah later, it says, Avodah Zarah, shenichu ha'evdeha, if the goyim abandoned an Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. That's even according to Rabbi Yechanan. They didn't do any ma'isa shvira tit. It's just the fact that they're not interested in being over it anymore. So Dr. Ramban, why should it be any less if the goyim see the Avodah Zarah being ground up? So then they're not serving it anymore. It's ground into pieces. Another raya Ramban brings from the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara talks about an Avodah Zarah that the guy was miyayish from, that got lost, and the guy is miyayish from it. And the Gemara is telling that in Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Ramban says if we're talking about a yish midas, we're talking about a yish that the guy was aware of it, aware that it got lost. And how could that be told in Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish? It's a din muskim on daf mem gimel amud aleph that the Gemara says it's a davar pashut that when a guy is miyayish from the Avodah Zarah, a matzal and a rim and a doiv and a nem and a gayis, zuta shayam shlus shanor shabaylam siyayish mihem. The Gemara says for davar pashut that when a guy is miyayish from the Avodah Zarah becomes bottle just like any chua ivdel. So when the guy sees somebody being seichik the Avodah Zarah grinding it up, That's like Garof and a Yish, Zakhtar Ramban. So Zakhtar Ramban, of course, when you have a Yish Midas, when the guy knows that the Avodah Zarah got lost and he's Miyayish from it, so that's a Bittul. That's a Yish Midas. But when you have a Yish Shaloi Midas, the guy is not aware B'chlal that the Avodah Zarah got lost. It's just if he would know, he would be Miyayish from it. Zakhtar Ramban, a Yish Shaloi Midas for Avodah Zarah is definitely not a Yish. The Mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's no Bittul here. And Rish Lakish only argues because Rish Lakish holds that it's not mitam the yish that it's bottles, mitam the shvira itself. The shvira is considered a shvira because of how the guy is miyachas to the shvira. So this shvira is a stira to Avodah Zarah. The Lashon HaGemara is a little bit shvira according to Rabban. Stomba betule vatle, the Gemara says, that minastam we could assume that the guy was mevatelet. The Ritva goes also Al Derech Ramban, he brings the Rayas, not like the Ravid that says it's only the Gemara is only talking about when there was a guy that saw that the Nishtabra Meileh. He brings Rayas from the Gemara Svaita, the same Rayas that it says when Yisrael grinds up the Avodah Zarah or his Shifa, that the Gemara says it should be Daima to Neshtabra Me'ela, even though there was no guy there. So the Ritva says, Al Derech Daraman, that the Gemara is talking about when the guy was not aware of it. That's the Machlekes of Be'echen and Rish Lakish. Forget, when the guy is aware of it, Be'echen will be Maida in many cases. In a case when he's Seichik, in a case when there's a clear Yish. The Machlekes, the Gemara, Be'echen and Rish Lakish, when the guy was not aware of it. But he says the Svar a little bit different than the Ramban. He says that the Gemara means to say that just like Rish Lakish is Meikel in Hilchas Bittel, and he's ready to assume a Bittel with this svara that the guy says, "E nafshe le'atzel hu gavra matzlas le," that's enough of a bittel, according to Rish Lakish. This machshava that the guy has, that Avodah Zarah can't save him, that's enough to be considered a bittel, according to Rish Lakish. So hu adin Rish Lakish will be meikel, and consider a yir shloi midas, also a bittel. A situation where if the guy would know that Avodah Zarah was nevad, or was ground up, he would be miyayish, which Rabbi Yechon is saying, l'inyan Avodah Zarah yish shleimidas is not a bittel, is not a yish. But since we find Rish Lakish is meikel in bittel, and he says even such a shvacha bittel, a weak bittel like this, that the guy has such a machshav of iinaf shalei atzla is considered a bittel. So who adin Rish Lakish will be meikel and consider a yish shleimidas a situation where if the guy would know what's going on, he would be miayish from it. He considers that enough of a sheer bittel also to make the Avodah Zarah bottle. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara is mechalik between a tzelem and a vaday Avodah Zarah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. That a tzelem, which is only a safek Avodah Zarah, we could say it was bottle misafek, we could say misafek that the guy was mevatelet. Sheikin a vaday Avodah Zarah, we say a concept of eight sofik ma'itzim de vaday. In a sofik, we're not going to say that there was a bittel, because since it was a vaday nevar and a sofik bittel, it's eight sofik ma'itzim de vaday. More asks on that from different places in Shas. Eight sofik ma'itzim de vaday, when you have a vaday tevel and a sofik, if it was taken off tumas and maestris, that you don't say eight sofik ma'itzim de vaday. No more is mechalik. So Tais explains what exactly is the question here. If a Safik can be Maitzim Devaday, obviously you're not going to go be relying just on Safik, be making on something, Mikoyach a Safik. How do you want to be Mati the Tevil just by having a Safik that Trumas Amayis was taken off? Tais says, Ain't Safik Heter Haragil Maitzim Devaday. The question of the Gemara is, a Safik Heter Haragil, something that's Ragil, that's usual, that's common that it happened, that the Trumas and Maisus were taken off. Other Rishonim used the Lashon, a Safik that's Noite, a Safik that's Noite to arrive, a Safik that it's leaning towards the Tzad of Heter, which we would be Seimach on that Tzad. But since there was a Vadoyis before, since you're coming to change a Vaday that we had, is this Halach of Ein Safik Maitzim De Vaday. This is a new Halach of Ein Safik Maitzim De Vaday. The question is, what exactly is this halach of Ein Safik Maitzim De Vaday? In the Sefer Avodas HaKoyen, the Achron, in Klal Hei, he goes through the Inyan of Ein Safik Maitzim De Vaday. He says the Gemara doesn't sound like anywhere that it has to do with Chazaka, the fact that we can't be Maitzim, we have a concept of Chazaka, Misafik, without Maitzim, something Mechazkasai. But he says the Gemara never uses the word Chazaka. The Gemara uses a new terminology of Ein Safik Maitzim De Vaday. It's mashma, it's a different thing. So the way he explains it is, he says in order to have the regular halacha of Chazaka, Chazaka is always talking about, we had a certain time when we knew the facts here, and then we don't know if something changed later. So he says it has to be that after we had the idea, as soon as we walked away from the thing, and we stopped seeing what's going on with it, there was a time when we assumed things to continue that way. But if immediately after we had the idea, there was always a suffix in it right away, mitchilasai, so it's never chala chazaka. It's never chala chazaka. She says that's all the cases of ain't suffix maizim devadai. That's how he goes through it. Ain't suffix maizim devadai. are hechatimtzis cases, that there was never a situation, there was never a time that after we had the idea of Adoyis, we went and assumed things to be that way. Right after the idea of Adoyis, right after the clear facts that we had, from then on, there was always a suffix. So on that, it was never chala chazaka. On that, there's a sugya of ein suffix moitzim devadai. That's how he's magdir it. Nemesis, you find ein suffix moitzim devadai, even in things where you have no shaykhas to chazaka. The Moshe Lugmar uses it for mamon, the Mar Nivamis, when you have a Suffolk Yerush and a Vada Yerush, you have one Ach who's a Suffolk, if he's an Ach here, if he has a right to take the Yerusha, and other brothers that are Vadoyim, that are Vada Ach. The Mar uses this concept of Ein Suffolk Meitzim De Vada. Over there, it's not a question of being Meikim a Chazaka, of taking something out of the Chazaka. It's a question of Ein Suffolk Meitzim De Vada. The Suffolk cannot create a Suffolk in the Vadoyim, the ones that are Vada. This interesting Shaila, the Bechi Yosef and Simen Kuf Peivav and Erechayim, has a question that we have a halacha that somebody that ate pas has a suffix if he benched, if he said Birchas HaMazin, as we say, suffix der Eis al Chumra, and he has to bench over. Ashein can someone that ate other foods, and he has a suffix if he made Bracha Achreina, is he does not have to bench over, because Safik Dirabbanon L'kula. And the Bechi Yosef asks, why don't you say, Ein Safik Meitzim De Vadai? Just like the Gemara says over here, it was Vadai Tevel, and then it was a Safik if it was Nitram, if Trumas was taken from it. So over there also, it was a Vadai Ochel, a Safik Birich. You should say, Ein Safik Meitzim De Vadai. The Safik can't be Meitzi from the Vadai. Shouldn't be able to change the Vadai. The place can also discuss, if you have someone who's a suffix, if he made a bracha, like we said, he has to bench over by Birchas HaMazon, Steraisa. But and the question is, could he be Meitzi, someone who Vada did not bench? Again, you say the halacha of Ein Suffix Meitzi Mdei Vada, that a suffix cannot be Meitzi from the Vada. This person is a Vadoyis, and you want the suffix to be Meitzi from the Vadoyis and pater him. Upon him, the Bechi Yosef has shred the halacha that's kepaskind, the Gemara and Brachas, that's kepaskind, that when someone has a suffix, if he made a bracha achreina, which is the Rabbanon, he does not have to say over the bracha achreina. L'chayr, why don't you say, ain't suffix meitzim de vadai? Bechi Yosef says, we have to say, like in Tais, in our sugya, Tais de Rimascha machnisa b'moitzshala, at the end of the Tais is mitzadeid, that in the Rabbanon, we don't say in suffix meitzim de vadai. When you have something which is iser tevel midrabbanon, and you have a suffix if it was taken meiser, you could go with a suffix haragil, a suffix hanoite, and be meitzim de vadai if you're only against the iser drabbanon. If you're only dealing with the iser drabbanon, then suffix could be meitzim de vadai. So we have to say that we pass in like this taisvis, that a suffix could be Moitzi Midevadai by Drabonon, by Safik Bracha Drabonon. A little bit Tzarachin, why Taiz wouldn't bring the Raya from the Gemara and Brachas. Bechi Yosef was really asking on a Gemara and Brachas. You should bring a Raya from the Gemara and Brachas. The Prima Godim and Erechayim also mentions the Sad that we go with this Taiz V'Slalacha, that by Drabonon's a Safik could be Meitzi Midei Vadai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.